Welcome to Know Your Bible, the program where we answer your Bible questions by consulting the studies of the scholars and simplifying them in language of the layman, so you know the truth and the truth will make you free. If you have a Bible question you would like answered, stay tuned for our address at the end of the broadcast. We answer all questions either on the program or by mail. Now, here's C.L. Jones with today's question.
Why did God choose the Bible as the method to reveal Himself to people? This is a very good question. As we look at this question today, we need to realize that the Bible is a book of words, as all books are. And we use words all the time, but few of us ever bother to understand where they come from, how they are made, and so on. And as we look at this, we need to look at how we make a word. As you exhale, you can, by contracting the diaphragm, force the air through the voice box, over the vocal cords, setting air waves in motions or vibrations. These vibrations are modulated by the tongue, teeth, lips, etc., producing sounds, or what we call words. Your ear transmits these words to your brain, where they are interpreted, and your mind becomes aware of the ideas or thoughts being conveyed. Education is largely a matter of learning the meaning of words. There must be an agreement between the speaker and the listener that a certain sound will mean a certain thing each time it is heard. This result we call language. Complicated? No, not really. It's just marvelous and wonderful, as are all of God's creations. Every sound has a meaning. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14:10 in the Living Bible, I suppose that there are hundreds of different languages in the world, and all are excellent for those who understand them, but to me they mean nothing. So Paul is saying, unless we agree on the meaning of a sound, that they mean nothing. So we see that we must use words to convey thoughts. If a person cannot hear, we still must use words. We write them, and through their eyes they assimilate the word. If they cannot see, or they can neither see nor hear, we still must use words, sign language or the braille system, to get the word to them. There is no other way. This may explain why Jesus said in John 14, I am the way. Without Jesus, the word, the mind, the thought of God cannot be known. A word is an expression of thought. It may be written or spoken or by signs. It is our way of communicating with others the invisible ideas or thoughts we want them to know that we are having in our minds. They are the smallest meaningful unit of language, but they are absolutely indispensable to thought expression. When used together, words make a sentence, and sentences more clearly communicate our thoughts. God chose the Bible as a method to reveal Himself to people through words. Jesus is the Word of God. He expresses to us what God is thinking. The written word, the spoken word, and the living word is God revealing and manifesting Himself in a different way to His creation. To the sightless, the written word is not effectual. To the deaf, the spoken word falls on deaf ears. The living word brings life to the dead, sight to those blinded in the uttermost darkness of this present world, and a joyful sound to those who hear Him say, Thy sins be forgiven thee. This is C.L. Jones reminding you to study to show yourself approved, a work person rightly dividing the word of truth.
This is Jeff Baker reminding you that each day, Monday through Friday, on Know Your Bible, we'll be answering your questions by consulting the studies of the scholars and simplifying them in the language of the layman, so you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Be sure and write. We want to hear from you. Our address is Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 322, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74101. That's Know Your Bible, P.O. Box 322, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74101. Know Know Your Bible is supported by friends of this ministry.